This is Ozarks at Large. Beginning with the spring semester in January, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will start a 2.5-year study to find out why some students majoring in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields are leaving school when they're relatively close to obtaining a degree. A nearly $200,000 grant from Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation will fund the study. Dr. Ron Darbeau, the dean of the College of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics at UAFS, authored the grant. He says it will allow for a study into why students with 90 or more credit hours seeking a STEM degree might abandon their pursuits.
But what it also does is allows us to sort of arrest the situation. So while we're studying on the one hand, we're also going to be able to stop it from happening for as many students as we can. Now, the grant looks specifically at students who are Pell eligible, so the students who are financially challenged. And that, of course, is a cross-section of male-female, of ethnic diversity, first-gen students, and so on. And it will allow us to provide students with assistance of a variety of types to make sure that they persist. So by assistance, we're looking at things from, you know, it might be small grants of a couple hundred bucks to make sure they can pay for gas, or, you know, to pay for rent or stuff of that nature. It might be assistance with childcare, you know, any number of things. The students would basically identify what their need is. We'd, of course, verify it, and then just do what we can to make sure that those students persist to graduation.
Interesting. 90 hours, because conventional wisdom would tell you, wow, if you've made 90, you're rounding the last turn.
Yep. And you would be surprised. In fact, there is a lot of literature. People have studied this sort of phenomenon extensively, where you look at where colleges usually hemorrhage students. And there are certain hemorrhage points that are sort of well documented. So, for example, you tend to lose students in the transition from high school to college, right? You lose students in college in their first year, which is why many institutions, when they report their retention rate, they report the first year, because that's typically what people look at. Funny enough, if students survive the first year, typically surviving the second year and the third year, that's typically okay-ish. But you also tend to lose students in their senior year. And, you know, you're right. For the longest while, people didn't look at that because you figure, geez, if I've made 75%, then I've gotten all the bugs out, I've gotten all the kinks out, I'm on home stretch. But that doesn't work out to be true. I mean, the data are clear. We lose a number of students in the final year. And you want to remember that it, in some ways, it's not accidental. Because a kid might come into college at 18, 19. By the time they're a senior, life has kind of caught up. So maybe these kids have gotten married. Maybe these kids have, I've got to call them kids. Maybe these students have families. Debt has started to pile up. And so with all of those sort of extracurricular pressures, it's not unusual for a student to just feel pressed upon, feel overwhelmed, and what they do is they dissociate and school becomes less of a priority. I remember when I was an undergraduate, and I did my undergraduate degree back in Trinidad, college was free, and I had no financial debts. I wasn't married. My job was one thing and one thing only. My job was to study and get good grades. We are so far removed from that model. And, you know, I often wonder how students, how do students manage with all of the distractions and all of the forces that are just tugging at them? I mean, it's almost an everyday miracle that a student survives to graduation. And, you know, this grant was written to see students in STEM persist. And the reason we pick STEM is because, you know, we're in the middle of a national STEM crisis.
Right.
And we just cannot afford as a nation to be bleeding STEM majors, especially when they're that close.
And especially in Arkansas, where we have, you know, we rank 48th, 49th, I think, in people with bachelor's degrees. And we have a skills gap as well.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm glad you said that. So we are right. We are about 48th to 49th nationally. And that's just with baccalaureate degrees. And what we've seen over the last 10 years, and this is ADHE data, while the number of credentials in Arkansas has actually gone up by about 20% in the last decade, in STEM, it has gone down by about 30% in the last decade. It's fallen 38% for women and 42% for minorities. Mm. And at any given time in Arkansas, there are between 5,000 and 6,000 unfilled engineering positions. There are 2.4 STEM jobs for every unemployed person, but 4.4 unemployed persons for every non-STEM job.
Mm.
So the need for a competent STEM workforce in Arkansas is huge, because in addition to Arkansas being 48th and 49th in terms of credentials, we are also 47th in the nation for attracting credentialed foreign talent. So we're not bringing in people to fill the gap. And so the need for us to home grow our own is just, it's paramount. When we were, you know, getting ready to write the grant, is we identified students who had reached this point. They had 90-plus hours, and they had not re-enrolled at university for over a year. And we called a bunch of these students, and you know, there was a short questionnaire, and just basically asked them, why? Why have you not come back? And, I mean, a lot of the reasons ended up being financial. You know, as I said, I mentioned people's cars had broken down, and they had no money to repair it, or they couldn't afford gas. People couldn't afford food. People couldn't afford rent. People couldn't afford daycare. You know, people were sick. Their parents were sick, and they couldn't put them in hospice, so they had to stay home and take care of them. Any number of things. And so we have a sense already of some of the issues facing these students. And what the grant allows us to do is to, you know, look at, you know, daycare facilities around the university where we can perhaps engage them so that our students could, you know, drop their students off for either free or for reduced cost. Maybe we get some sort of a system to shuttle students to and from campus if their cars are broken down, provide them money to repair their cars or on anything of that nature. So we will have a little triage team whose job is to, you know, identify what are the impediments that a given student has and meet that student's need where that student is.
Yeah, you're right. It's one thing to have some answers to the problems, but then you have to have solutions as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If this goes as well as is desired and expected, that perhaps models could be set up that are followed in, you know, Southern states, Mississippi, or other states that are hurting in the same ways Arkansas is.
Absolutely, and that is my hope. So we're hoping that, and I'm not going to say if this succeeds. I'm hoping that when this succeeds, and I hope it succeeds brilliantly, it'll do two things. It will provide us more information as to why the phenomenon is occurring. It will have provided us with evidence of some of the things that work successfully to combat the problem. And that track record, it will hopefully allow us to, so when the funding runs out, we will be able to go to the institution, go to donors and other agents and say, look, this is a problem that affects us all. Here are things we have done over the last 2.5 years that have had a 70% impact or whatever percent impact, a significant impact. Would you not invest in the future of Arkansas, in the future of the nation? And so we can then scale the project up so it goes beyond STEM, it goes beyond UAFS. And that is the hope, that this will be, you know, this is an incubator, and that, you know, that there's a ripple effect that spreads well beyond the state and well beyond 2016.
One last question. Do you ever mention to students that when you were getting your bachelor's in Trinidad that it was free?
I did. I mention it to students quite often.
And what do they say?
The response is always the same. They are just amazed that such a thing was possible. And, I mean, in all fairness, I have earned my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, my PhD without a single penny. And I know how liberating that has been for me. I know the value. And that's the other thing. I'm from a small island, a pair of small islands in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sitting now with a PhD in organic chemistry from Johns Hopkins University. I am the dean of the College of STEM at UAFS. Those opportunities would not have been available to me unless I had the value of education. I know what education has done and the transformative power of education. And I'm of African descent. I'm an immigrant. And I understand that if that can happen for me, that can happen for anybody else. And I would, it is sort of my mission. I know this sounds corny. My job as I see it is to give students this opportunity so that they can avail themselves of the way out. And STEM is an empowering discipline. And given the fact that there is such a national need for people in the STEM areas and that STEM pays well, we just need to introduce students to the future and to keep them in the boat, just to keep them engaged and not to have them drop off when they are so close. Right? When they are so close. It's just, to me, it's just criminal that happens. Well, and I mean, our intent and the intent of the Great Lakes Community Grant is to just arrest the situation because there's just too much at stake. If we can remove or mitigate some of these things so the kid can persist to graduation and enter the workforce and increase their quality of life, that is a noble cause. And that is what a university is about. That is what UAFS is about. And as it turns out, that is what the Great Lakes Community Grant is also about.
Dr. Ron Darboux is the Dean of the College of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, and he is the author of a grant to study why students with 90 or more completed hours in a STEM major would leave school. The grant from the Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation was awarded earlier this month.